Day help inform the design of human enclosures. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
The Dow's up 238 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 80 in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Stick around in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will tell you why a very special night in the sky is coming up. You will have a chance to see the comet known as Lemon if the skies are clear. We will talk about protest training in the Chicago area. Hear a bit about rural young voters' political and economic anxieties. And, of course, a quick update of news headlines. It's all coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday tonight featuring the music of film noir. Music from Sorry Wrong Number, Farewell My Lovely, and lots more. It's Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Snap Judgment. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs around 80. It is 86 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. You will hear Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 3:30.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The government shutdown is adding to Midwestern farmers' problems. As Frank Morris reports, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's closure is also stalling a promised bailout.
Crop farmers are losing money. It's the middle of harvest, and the USDA is shut down. University of Missouri economist Pat Westhoff says farmers are in a tight spot, and closing the USDA makes it worse.
It definitely has slowed down both the flow of dollars and the flow of information.
Farmers aren't getting the weekly USDA harvest and market reports they would ordinarily use to decide when to sell their crops. They're also shut out of USDA payments and loans that might otherwise tide them over until crops are profitable again. And Westhoff says a government bailout promised by Trump can't happen until the government reopens. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Kansas GOP Senator Jerry Moran wants the U.S. to apply more pressure to Russian President Vladimir Putin and send more advanced weapons to Ukraine.
One recent and important development in this effort is the potential transfer of U.S. Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. This weaponry will strengthen Ukraine's ability to defend its territory, deter further Russian aggression, and help level the battlefield as negotiations hopefully move forward.
That was Senator Moran speaking yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate. The City Council of Kansas City has officially named the terminal at Kansas City International Airport after President Harry S. Truman. KMBC-TV reports the idea came from Mayor Quinton Lucas and a City Council member. The facility at KCI will now be known as the Harry S. Truman Terminal. Official Kansas labor market data for the month of September has been delayed. The Kansas Department of Labor issued a statement today explaining that Bureau of Labor Statistics data collection, analysis, and distribution activities were suspended as of the 1st of October due to the federal shutdown and the lapse in federal funding. That means both preliminary and official September monthly jobs data has not yet been released and has been postponed until further notice. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:35.
Whose only connections are online spaces that glorify violence, the infamy shooters like Yon Gang could be alluring. For NPR News, I'm Caroline Love in Dallas.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
On Morning Edition, we hear from people with all kinds of expertise.
Trey Ryder, cornhole analyst.
Lars Gotrich is our heavy metal expert at NPR Music, and he's here.
KLCC's Brian Bull shadowed a hornet hunter. Something about Love Island USA expert. So, Brittany, for those who have not seen Love Island.
Learn something new with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Weekdays, that means Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear on your KPR stations. Join us. We simulcast on both KPR 1 and KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, we are going to talk about one of my favorite words. It's a word I trot out a lot when people ask what I do. And that word is broadcasting, which has a very specific meaning, and we're going to talk about that. Get you an update of news headlines at 4:01. And then we will discuss in greater detail the effects of the federal shutdown on farmers. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at seven venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
It's 80 degrees in Manhattan, 84 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4. Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
At wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka, 79 in Manhattan. It is 4:06. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Spooky Carnival, featuring seasonal fun and music, Sunday, October 19th, 2:30 p.m. at Lawrence High School. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Coming up in our next half hour here on KPR, an update of news headlines. Then we'll meet a former FBI lawyer and speak with him about the federal indictment of John Bolton, former National Security Advisor. We will learn a bit about cognitive training to offset the effects of aging. And we have talked quite a bit about the HBO show Somebody Somewhere because of its connection to Manhattan. We have interviewed Bridget Everett quite a bit. Haven't talked all that much with Jeff Hiller, who won an Emmy this year for his role in Somebody Somewhere. He is on the spot with Wild Card coming up in the next half hour. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates the midterm elections 1 year out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, October 30th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. A 50% chance of showers and storms, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs around 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening with a low in the mid-40s. Highs topping out in the upper 60s on Sunday. It's 79 degrees in Manhattan, 82 in Atchison, 83 in Emporia. It is 4:20.
This is NPR News.
In 2013, a murder in northern India sparked violence between the region's Hindu and Muslim populations. A new book explores the fallout and the stories people tell themselves about what happened.
You have she said, he said, and then you actually try to ascertain what the facts are rather than just letting people say what they think.
We hear from the author on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend All Things Considered at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on your KPR stations.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
Rashes or unusual sores, fever, and other flu-like symptoms. Will Stone, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas GOP Senator Jerry Moran wants President Trump to approve the transfer of highly advanced Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine for use in its ongoing war with Russia.
By providing advanced precision strike systems, America demonstrates that our commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty is backed not only by words, but by legitimate support that can alter the course of the war.
That's Senator Moran speaking yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Midwestern farmers are taking a hit in the ongoing government shutdown. Many were already losing money because corn, wheat, and soybeans are selling for less than it costs farmers to grow them. Now, normally the U.S. Department of Agriculture would help in a situation like this, offering short-term loans to help farmers make ends meet. It would also be publishing comprehensive reports detailing the size of the harvest and its value to help farmers market their crops profitably. President Trump has promised a bailout to compensate farmers for their trade war losses, but University of Missouri economist Pat Westhoff says even that can't happen right now.
Now, things aren't going to go forward until the government's open again, it appears to me. Continues the uncertainty that's been around for some time, obviously.
Westhoff says getting bailout money to struggling farmers won't happen until weeks after the shutdown ends. A new study found a majority of Kansas voters oppose federal funding cuts to scientific research. The Trump administration has made massive cuts to science funding this year, which most Republicans in Congress have supported. The survey by Knowledge for a Competitive America, which advocates for federal science projects, shows almost 80% of Kansas voters support government funding for climate and weather research, and 52% of voters surveyed would view lawmakers who supported the federal cuts less favorably. Pamatha Weerasinghe from the group says this data could help prioritize the research for those living in these areas.
So that we're not having this conversation on the back of a disaster or a harm that has befallen a community, but instead we're celebrating the fact that harm was prevented.
Weerasinghe says the data will help inform policymakers on the impact federal funding has on their daily lives. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, highs around 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing with a low in the mid-40s. For Sunday, sunshine and much cooler. We're expecting a high in the upper 60s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
From in
at UMA.com/NPR.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Get caught up.
We are learning new information this morning about the lengthy.
Take a step back.
All right, what's really going on here?
And prepare for what's ahead.
Are you expecting a breakthrough this week?
Stay on top of the news with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition on your KPR stations with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll tell you how the meeting between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky went today. And we will talk about stock market manipulation and how AI might figure into all of it. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
Keeping an eye on these showers moving through the region, they could be severe at times. I'll certainly let you know if any watches or warnings are posted. Tonight, we do have a 50% chance of showers and storms with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs around 80. It's 79 degrees in Manhattan, 82 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 5.
From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From the University of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Lawmakers, activists, professors, musicians, scientists, parents, friends, and neighbors. Hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered still to come. We're going to start things off with an update of news headlines. The time is 5 o'clock.
Be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 79 degrees in Emporia, 82 in Lawrence, 77 in Topeka. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state, thanks to the generosity of listeners just like you.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at seven venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
Thanks for tuning in this afternoon as we head toward the evening hours. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then the second national No Kings protest will be taking place in various cities this weekend, and in the Chicago area in particular. It's against a backdrop of escalating tension. We will talk about that. We will also hear from some Gen Z and millennial voters, crucial block for both Republicans and Democrats. Many are facing some daunting economic realities. We'll talk about it coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
As part of KPR's annual Live Day, which is happening on Friday the 24th, we invite you to join us that evening for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends, an evening of spooky tales and tunes. Costumes are encouraged. It'll be live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on your KPR stations Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. Admission is free, but please let us know you're coming so we have enough chairs. Visit and register at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR.
Cover songs, he kept hearing this from Kendrick Lamar.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, baby, drop it like it's hot.
I was like, man, I should just pick my favorite song. I should pick the song I'm listening to over and over.
Roman numeral 7, baby, drop it like it's hot.
Band of Horses, Ben Bridwell, Iron and Wine, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir October 25th, sharing music across the globe for six centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Stay tuned for news headlines coming up next from NPR and KPR. It is 81 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:30.
Even higher turnout. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson responded to the prospect of mass demonstrations, stating simply, who cares? Alana Wise, NPR News.
Stocks finished higher to end the week on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Official Kansas labor market data for the month of September has been delayed. The Kansas Department of Labor issued a statement today explaining that Bureau of Labor Statistics data collection, analysis, and distribution activities were suspended as of the 1st of October due to the federal shutdown and the lapse in federal funding. That means both preliminary and official September monthly jobs data has not yet been released and has been postponed until further notice. The government shutdown is adding to Midwestern farmers' problems. As Frank Morris reports, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's closure is also stalling a promised bailout.
Crop farmers are losing money. It's the middle of harvest, and the USDA is shut down. University of Missouri economist Pat Westhoff says farmers are in a tight spot, and closing the USDA makes it worse.
It definitely has slowed down both the flow of dollars and the flow of information.
Farmers aren't getting the weekly USDA harvest and market reports they would ordinarily use to decide when to sell their crops. They're also shut out of USDA payments and loans that might otherwise tide them over until crops are profitable again. And Westhoff says a government bailout promised by Trump can't happen until the government reopens. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
A new study found a majority of Kansas voters oppose federal funding cuts to scientific research. The Trump administration has made massive cuts to science funding this year, which most Republicans in Congress have supported. The survey from Knowledge for a Competitive America, which advocates for federal science projects, shows almost 80% of Kansas voters support government funding for climate and weather research, and 52% of voters surveyed would view lawmakers who supported the federal cuts less favorably. Pamatha Weerasinghe from the group says this data could help prioritize the research for those living in these areas.
So that we're not having this conversation on the back of a disaster or a harm that has befallen a community, but instead we're celebrating the fact that harm was prevented.
Weerasinghe says the data will help inform policymakers on the impact federal funding has on their daily lives. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
You know that Morning Edition keeps you up to date on the news, but did you know it might help you find a new hobby?
People go beachcombing for lots of different things: shells, rocks, driftwood. We're after sea glass.
We also bring you stories that make you smile.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday morning, bright and early, for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. That's what you'll hear. A great way to start your day with the latest national, international, and regional headlines.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence. Open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, conversation with a fourth-generation farmer about how the government shutdown is stressing already overwhelmed American agriculture producers. We will also speak with Brittany Denise Sparks of Sudan Archives about her new album, all coming up in the next 30 minutes on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelly Kean and Michael Bobalion. October 21st at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
50% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, highs around 80. 77 degrees in Topeka, 79 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Threats inspiring so many people to sing a cappella, and NASCAR champion Jeff Gordon says the same thing. It's kind of weird. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Tune in tomorrow, 10 a.m. on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.